Google to ban political ads ahead of Canadian elections. By Lucas Nolan on March 5, 2019. Following the introduction of strict new Canadian transparency rules, Google plans to ban political advertising ahead of Canada's federal elections. Reuters reports that following the passing of the Canadian Bill C-76, which was passed in December, Google will no longer be allowing political advertising on its platform ahead of the upcoming Canadian federal elections. The recently introduced bill requires internet platforms such as Google to keep a record of all politically related advertisements on their platforms. Colin McKay, Google Canada's head of public policy, commented on the company's decision stating, "For the duration of the 2019 federal election campaign, Google will not accept advertising regulated by Bill C-76. We're focusing our efforts on supporting Canadian news literacy programs and connecting people to useful and relevant election-related information." The Canadian federal elections are expected to start in October. By then, Google plans to alter its advertising policies in order to prevent advertisers from running ads that are prohibited under the regulations set out in Bill C-76. In October of 2018, Google shut down the advertising campaign of Toronto mayoral candidate Faith Goldie just 48 hours before polls opened. Breitbart News reporter Charlie Nash wrote at the time it. On Saturday, October 20, just 48 hours before polls opened, Google informed Goldie that her entire online advertising campaign, which included video, search result, and banner advertisements, had been shut down. "We've confirmed that your account is in violation of our Google Ads policies. Since this decision is final, the account will not be reinstated," wrote Google to Goldie in an email. "Please avoid creating additional Google Ads accounts, as they will be subjected to the same suspension. Our support team will not be able to give you any more specifics on the suspension." Goldie, who ran a Canada First campaign for the mayoral election, publicly opposed illegal immigration, and promised to launch a special research desk on Islamic extremism to monitor finances in and out of Toronto Islamic Center should she be elected. Google, which dominates the online advertisement market along with Facebook and Amazon, reportedly controls 85% of online ad growth along with Facebook. Google also reportedly generates as much ad revenue as the entire global print advertisement market. It is not yet known if Google plans a similar strategy in other countries. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.